Welcome to Football Twaddle, episode number 3 from the new season. This is Baru. That's super excited, Saru. And we've got a guest with us today. It's Kumar Kanav.
Hello.
What's up, Kumar? Kumar is an Arsenal fan. Are you still an Arsenal fan, Kumar?
Yeah. For the time being, yes.
Wenger in or Wenger out?
Wenger out, definitely.
Why?
Definitely an Arsenal fan, it seems. Anyway, Saru Bhaiya, what's up? You want to say a hello to our listeners?
From Cambodia?
Yes.
What's up, guys? How are you doing? Yeah, and Vietnamese. Anyway, so let's start with Arsenal. What's happening with Alexis Sanchez? Does he have a back problem?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Because we are like Arsenal from Merseyside, aren't we? Back problem is the best we can come up with.
Yeah.
We didn't say back problem. We said he's on an extended holiday. Mm-hmm. And he was on an extended holiday. We saw his Instagram feeds.
I don't know what was that.
Drinking wine and showing the sunset to his followers.
What the fuck?
And running around with his dogs.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And now he's found a new girlfriend as well.
New girlfriend?
Yeah. You follow too much of his Instagram.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I think he had a wife or something. He's not married.
He's not married.
So, Baru, why didn't Arsenal get Thomas Lemar?
Well, there are all these stories floating around. Wenger says that Lemar didn't have time to think about it because of the World Cup qualifiers.
Really?
And the reason he didn't have it was delayed till that match was because until then Monaco didn't want to sell him. And suddenly on deadline day, they're like, "Arey yaar, bech hi dete hain, paisa aa to raha
hai." But even Arsenal,
Arsenal
didn't want to sell Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, but Sanchez wanted out, right?
Also, the thing was that I think they were waiting for a replacement. It was always Sanchez out, someone else in.
Yeah, but on the last day, if you go and try to buy a player...
You can't try and make sense of Arsenal's transfer business.
Yeah, but you can't blame Arsenal for it, right? Monaco was the one...
Not for the last day fiasco, yeah.
But then there are these rumors that Lemar was saying that I don't want to join a Europa League club. And then suddenly all the Arsenal fans are like, oh, so top 4 finish is important, isn't it?
So what's going on there? Now will Alexis play again?
Of course, it's World Cup year, man.
Yeah,
he needs to perform to like stay in the team. He's not like...
He can move in January also.
Snyder or something playing.
He can move in January for free.
He can sign in January, he can't move.
Okay. And then, who else did Arsenal buy this year? Lacazette.
We bought Lacazette, yeah. He's the only one we bought. The other guy came for free.
And who all did...
Siad Kolasinac.
Who all did they sell?
That's a long list.
Yeah. So, we sold one person to two clubs. Half of him went to like... West Brom and the other went to...
Liverpool. Yeah. 50 million for a player.
Gibbs and Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering who went to West Brom.
At least Andre Mariner would be happy now.
Or sad, man. What if West Brom play Liverpool?
At least the jerseys will be
different. But why did they sell Kieran Gibbs? I thought he was like a first team player.
No, but they signed a new left back. So. Gibbs is... Kolasinac.
He's playing left back.
He is a left back.
No, but he wasn't playing left back the first matches.
He played in the first one. In the second one, he didn't.
That's the
second one.
He is a left back.
Oh, now it makes sense.
You don't seem to be in touch with football, man.
Not with Arsenal.
Or Arsenal's tactics. We saw where Bellerin was playing in the last game.
I don't think Wenger is in touch with Arsenal tactics.
Bellerin was playing on the left.
Yeah, Bellerin played on the left.
There you go.
Ox played on the right.
We signed
and
a new left back.
And you sold Ox also.
We sold Ox also.
That was, I think, it was more like a show kind of thing, you know, like try and buy kind of thing. This is how he plays, by the way, guys. So I thought 40 is good. They're like, no, it's not that.
But did you read that crazy rumor that they wanted Ox to be there, so they increased his like salary by like £20,000 a week? He said, no, I want to leave. Then they said, okay, we'll give you like £30,000 more a week. He said, no. Then they increased it to £185,000 per week. And he said, guys, you don't get it. I want to leave.
No. And then Chelsea comes in and apparently they were giving him £220,000, but he's like, no.
And then eventually went for 120,000.
He took a pay cut so that people can't be like...
Yeah, it's a pay cut.
How?
A hypothetical pay cut, right?
Yeah,
if Chelsea are paying
220,
then he's earning like... I don't think he's got his finances in place, man. Or maybe Chelsea is...
Probably should have gone to school instead of Southampton Academy.
Because...
Oh,
like the regular maths that we all learn says that 220 is more, but maybe he has like usool hai uske, like, he has principles.
Morals.
Is Chelsea really that bad, Saru? Like, that players don't want to join them? Speaking of that,
that will have to be a full podcast.
Yeah, that I think
that
will
has
be
to
a
be
full
covered.
Podcast
full
on
podcast.
How
just
Chelsea players, people just don't want to join Chelsea. But Oxlade-Chamberlain,
not just other players, even Chelsea players don't want to come back to Chelsea.
Yeah, man. Lukaku was a Chelsea player.
Yeah.
Costa is still a Chelsea player.
So let's talk about Liverpool then. Ox went to Liverpool. Why? Or why would even Liverpool
but
buy
But I don't think all the hype that is being made around the Ox, it's not that great a player, to
the
be honest.
Yeah, but why would even Liverpool buy someone like Ox? He's just calling him Ox
because,
now.
Because he's British and he comes from South Africa. That is enough
I
for
think
Liverpool.
The second point is
the most valid
the
one.
Most valid
who are all the Kone, who are the players?
Lallana.
Mane. Lovren,
yes.
And
Begovic.
Now no. Begovic plays like Southampton player. He's not.
Manuele to hoega because. But Begovic was in Southampton.
No, Begovic was
in And Begovic is in Bournemouth, no?
Yeah.
Chelsea,
he was never
so
in,
no. Now we know where he's gonna go next.
Oh, they got this their striker also, no? Who's this? Ings. Ings was
Danny Ings.
Danny Ings was Southampton.
Maybe.
They got Paul Lambert.
Ah, yes.
Oh, shit.
From Southampton.
Oh.
But where is he now?
So, he's like Southampton, the feeder club for Liverpool now. You know, they have new Chinese billionaires, by the way, Southampton.
Speaking of billionaires, even Everton's got a new billionaire in place.
Yes.
I think Everton's done really well in the transfer market.
Yeah, they apparently the guy who now owns them, he was a part owner of Arsenal with... that Russian guy.
Farhad Moshiri.
Yep.
Yeah, Moshiri and Usmanov were
partners in Red and White Holdings.
And now apparently there's rumors going around that Usmanov is also going to wash his hands out of Arsenal and go.
The whole Arsenal shit.
Yeah,
but he wanted to buy Arsenal
last season, but Kroenke won't sell.
Then he saw how well Moshiri is doing. He's like, he can buy whoever he wants.
No, but I think when you, at the start of the transfer window, if you get 90 million for Lukaku, gives you a lot of money to spend around.
So, talking about Everton, Gilfrey Sigurdsson, he moves. Isn't he like a really slow player?
Yeah, I think 50 million is too much for Sigurdsson.
And he's not even English.
Yeah.
How does that work, man?
He's good at set pieces, but apart from that, I don't think...
Yes.
I think that gives us some insight into their planned strategy for this season.
No, but then they don't have a tall striker.
They still don't have a striker. No,
they have Rooney.
Yeah,
but is he going to be playing for them or is he going to stay in jail or something?
I think jail.
Why? What's going on with Rooney?
Dude, he's been drinking and driving, man. Even Tony Adams had to like spend 6 months in jail for that.
Really?
Yeah, he got arrested yesterday.
Oh.
Rooney, not Adams.
Adams, I think.
It feels like yesterday. Feels like yesterday.
Yeah, so, Everton spent like 142
yeah, they
million.
Got Pickford for 30 million again.
Everton spent more than United this season, man. And they got Tony.
And they got Rooney. Then they have Sandro Ramirez. That guy. I think that guy is supposed to replace.
Let's talk about the Nigerian they got in.
Onyekuru.
Yeah.
No, so, I think the couple of good players they have got in. Davy Klaassen did really well for Ajax last season.
Yes. And then Michael Keane.
Michael Keane rejected
United
return
offer.
Yeah, what's with all these players rejecting going back to their parent clubs?
Probably they want 90 million like Pogba.
Sorry, but Pogba didn't get 90 million, no? The club got the 90 million. And Wayne Rooney, who's like scoring goals now and all that shit.
On and off the pitch.
Exactly.
And Colleen is not aware of it. Apparently.
Yeah, and coming back to Arsenal, they spent 47 million and they earned 61. So net transfer result is minus 14 million.
Yeah, that's as Arsenal as it gets.
I think they already won the net earnings trophy.
What's going on? Actually, this is so scary. Why doesn't Arsenal do anything about it?
In Arsenal's word, we are like getting rid of the deadwood.
Yeah, and
we
have a strong squad.
Let's look all the deadwood that's gone out. Oxlade, Chamberlain.
So Chamberlain has never held on to a regular starting position.
Yeah.
And statistically also, he's never been like that effective.
Nine, nine goals
yeah.
in the
and
Premier League.
And assists.
Yeah.
Okay, then Chesney is gone.
I think the fans wanted him there.
These guys were more of these characters that you need around in the club. Rather, you know, off the pitch
I
also.
Think since that smoking incident with Chesney.
Oh, yeah. He was out. That was like three and a half years ago.
Yeah.
And then Paul...
And he finds himself in Juventus. I think a lot of people are going to start smoking now.
And Gabriel Paulista headbutt Diego Costa.
Yes, he's the guy.
Jeez.
Gangster Paulista.
Yeah, he's gone to like... So, he's gone to
Valencia. The thing with him was he never learned the language and couldn't...
And Kieran Gibbs. How can you sell Kieran Gibbs only for like 7
that
million?
That is the problem. He's British also.
Yeah.
Still nobody
isn't Kyle Walker worth 50 million?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
how many
of these people were in the last year of the contract, by the way?
I think Gibbs wasn't.
Then
Ox 7 million
for someone who wasn't in the last year.
And he's
in this market.
England first teamer also.
There you go.
Yeah. What are Arsenal fan forums saying? Any idea?
We only hate the fact that we let Yaya Sano go on a free.
Yeah. Why? So how is that the biggest problem you have?
He's the only striker in the history of football who has scored 4 goals in an Emirates Cup match.
Yes, the thing you guys hold dear.
I think if you look at the transfer window, West Brom has done good business.
West Brom as even Everton as, but just selling by Lukaku, they've
brilliant business.
They've done brilliant business.
They needed a striker to replace it, proper striker.
But what about Huddersfield Town, man?
Lot of
signing. And how many is it? 14 players?
14
Like, so even anyone. Lots of no ones.
Yeah.
But whatever, they busted up this side.
Steve Mooney.
Where is he from? Benin. And he had a brilliant like start in the Premier League, right? First match, he scores like what, 2 goals or something?
Yeah.
Tomins has been considered a good talent for the past couple of years.
Then they have Aaron Mooney.
Mooney also, I think he scored or assisted. He's doing well in fantasy, that's all.
I don't know, I'm not following any of their players in fantasy.
They've spent 40 million and they've got like 14 players. Let's talk about Liverpool then. Who did they buy?
Mo Salah.
What a match against Arsenal, man.
Chelsea.
Reject? Was he a reject?
Yeah.
Did he reject Chelsea?
Yeah, like,
no.
Like a lot of people nowadays.
So they have Mo Salah, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Andrew Robertson,
Dominic Solanke.
They're buying Marathi players now.
Solanke moved from Chelsea under 23. Not even Chelsea. He moved from Chelsea under 23.
No, with the amount of players Chelsea has.
He used to be a striker for Ambernath United before that. Before Chelsea bought him.
Yeah, but look at the people who've gone out as well. Origi, Sako, Lucas, Kevin Stewart.
Yeah, when Origi was like a deadline day transfer.
Yes.
And he's gone out on loan.
Even Mamadou Sakho was a deadline day transfer.
Yeah.
I don't think Liverpool fans ever liked
him. Got in good money for Sakho.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, right? You're getting 26 million even for Sakho.
Yeah.
Sakho 26? Was a big... Yeah, 26 million for
26
Sakho.
Million.
And he was a big liability.
Whoa. And he's not even English. What the fuck went wrong with the Gibbs transfer, man?
I don't know. I mean, Wolfsburg. Get this. Wolfsburg paid 6 million for Origi's loan move for the year.
No, I think Origi's a better player than Gibbs.
Really?
Yeah.
But this was just
loan. I know. You can't justify Arsenal.
But hasn't Gibbs scored more goals than Origi?
Yes.
Then I think Dal mein kuch khala. I think he had...
Will Wenger resign by the end of this year?
He should if he has any models left. I don't think he will. He should have resigned before this season.
I don't think Wenger's ever going
to
resign.
Yeah, but Baru is such a sweet guy, you know, saying like on Twitter to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, thank you for everything, ignore these guys.
He's such a nice character.
He's a nice character, and also the thing is that it's not like he's going to set the world on fire at Liverpool.
Yeah,
he's definitely going to score against Arsenal.
Yeah, that is written.
But apparently his last tweet was like, we're in good form right now. We just defeated Arsenal. That's the type of guy he is, man. He'll find a way to like take the mickey out of anything.
The story behind that is that somebody... So the next game is against City.
Man City,
yeah, Liverpool. So a reporter asked him, what do you think of your chances? He said, we're in good form. We just defeated Arsenal 4-0. Because you were a part of half of those goals.
Yes. Yeah. Now let's talk about the team of the Giants. Manchester United. Lukaku, Matic, Lindelof.
Good signings.
Only 3.
No, they've gotten Zlatan back, so that is like a new signing.
Like a new signing, like Arsene Wenger says.
Yeah.
He's bought everyone.
But Lukaku's form is not good, man. He missed a penalty.
Yeah.
Speaking of that penalty, did you see that stat which says that Kasper Schmeichel has now saved more penalties at Old Trafford than Peter Schmeichel?
Really?
One. Yeah. Peter Schmeichel never saved a penalty.
Didn't he win like 5 Premier League?
Now that you think of it, it is possible that the correlation here is that United were never awarded penalties against them.
This is just so random. Are you saying that no one's ever got a penalty
I just
in for
take
like
a
six?
Macro view of things. Firstly, it's possible that the quantum of penalties that used to get was like really low.
That I can believe.
And out of that,
Schmeichel
never saved any of them.
That's true. Even Peter Cech has never saved a penalty for Arsenal.
But what does that mean, Baru? That teams don't get penalties at the Emirates?
No, it just means that Peter Cech is a shit keeper.
In penalties, yeah.
Yeah, in penalties.
Varna kaafi acha hai.
Yeah, isn't he like the leader in the dressing room now?
I think that's Mertesacker. He just sneaks in and just does his thing anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Because Wenger's totally lost, I'm sure, the dressing room.
No, but I think coming back to United, they've done really good business. They've strengthened the team.
Yeah.
Matic is...
Why would Chelsea even sell Matic?
No idea. I don't know what...
Why would they, Saru?
I don't know, dude. This Chelsea is like, you know, so happy times. It was 14 years. They do all shit things this year.
And he's like one of those...
Why would you even sell... Juventus were in for him. Just sell him to Juventus.
Yeah.
No, why sell him here?
With Matic coming in, Pogba gets a more free role.
Everything. Yeah. That guy just like shields everything now.
No, I think we'll see the best out of Pogba this season.
Yes.
Yeah,
everyone who's made fun of him last season.
Not us. We love Paul.
Yeah.
Apart from his
playstyle. No, even those we like.
Did you see the new thing he did for Manchester Pride?
He wrote something on it.
Right. Pride or equality or something like that.
So gay, man.
Yeah, and finally,
in an observant way.
Gay in an observant way.
That's gay.
Way to promote
yeah.
Pride.
Gay stuff.
Woohoo!
So that's good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, guys, by the way, even Januzaj is gone to Real Sociedad.
Finally.
More than Kieran Gibbs. 8 mil.
What is happening?
It's not 8, dude. It's 7.65.
Yeah, Kieran Gibbs is what?
7.67.
Yeah, whatever, so he's lesser than. Even Januzaj is gone.
Wasn't Januzaj like the next Ronaldo or something?
For David Moyes. No one cared. Only David Moyes thought he was the next one.
No way, man. Even like Ferguson.
No way.
Back in those days. Or
no.
Was it someone else?
No.
That was Ravel Morrison, I think.
Fergie had some really bad things. Do you remember Jumbo?
Obertan, Pepe,
Bebe.
Yeah.
Bebe was.
And
crazy.
That guy, who's it? Anderson. And then Rooney is gone.
Yeah, that's
like,
a pity.
It's not like United.
But what was the whole? He was still in his transfer, in his contract.
Hmm.
Yet he went for free, and apparently United is paying some part of their salary.
They're not paying any
wages.
I don't think they're paying any salary.
Is that how they structured it? That they waived off his transfer fee?
Yes.
As long as these guys pay their wages.
Yeah, he was worth about £15 million.
Okay.
And so they basically said,
is that his net worth or his bill amount?
Yeah, I don't know. That's for him and Everton to figure out. But he was worth about 15, 20 million or 25. Whatever is the number.
No, I think it'll be around 7 like this.
So yes.
6.9.
United 6.9 basically 5. Like waved it off. And let's talk about Manchester City, the team which only buys fullbacks.
I don't know how many fullbacks they have.
And one more expensive than the other.
They have.
They set the record for a fullback.
And
they broke
it
twice in the same market window.
That's crazy, dude. Look at this. Benjamin Bendy, left back. Kyle Walker, right back. And then Danilo, right back. And then, actually, they only just...
Even Ederson plays like a fucking right back, man. With his long balls into the box.
Yeah, dude. Imagine £51 million for Benjamin Bendy. Kyle Walker is 46. And Danilo is 27. Who? He's just changed everyone.
Oh, but then I think...
He needed them,
you know, so, with what Kyle Walker did.
But this at least he's sensible, no? He knows what he wants and he bought it.
If your wing backs are going to get red cards, you probably need a replacement.
But that wasn't a red card, right, for Kyle Walker?
Yeah, he was suspended. He got a red card in his first home game.
Yeah, but look at Bernardo Silva. He's looking at every other Monaco player, he suddenly looks so cheap.
Yeah.
45 million.
When he must have been sold, he must have felt, wow, I'm worth so much. And then he sees these fuckers going to like 160 to 100. And
so Manchester City, you think with all this spending, they're like...
Nee, I think this is like the new Stoke City, man, with all these red cards and long ball games that they're going to bring
still
in.
Still no centre-backs.
Mendy does not know how to tackle, man.
They have John Stones and Vincent Kompany and Otamendi.
And Otamendi and Mangala still there.
He didn't move. There was
no
whole talk about last day deadline they moved.
Yeah,
okay, let's see people who gone out. Iheanacho.
Iheanacho, I think, is a good signing for Leicester.
25 million.
Good player.
Well, he did end up scoring a lot of goals last season, man. When Aguero wasn't around.
Yeah, but
and Gejus hasn't.
I think Man City believed Arsenal and got fucked. They would have thought, oh, we're getting Alexis Sanchez, so let Iheanacho.
Yeah, I think
because the whole rumor is that Arsenal guys called Man City at like 12 in the afternoon or 1 in the afternoon, saying that
on deadline day.
On deadline day, arrangement ho gaya.
the
agreement with the other club has been reached, so Alexis is on. And then Man City like, okay.
No, so the thing is also that the day before deadline day, Manchester City sent a medical team
to Arsenal
to Chile because Alexis was there for the national game.
They're just waiting outside his hotel or something. Or like.
Yeah, imagine.
So,
you
they
you guys must be happy you screwed over Manchester City.
Yeah, they flew three people for a 34-hour flight return.
Wow. But then the whole thing is that apparently Sanchez did sign a contract with City.
When?
And City's bringing it up and they're suing Arsenal.
They're going to sue Arsenal saying what?
That he's signed a contract.
But then Arsenal can sue. You can't sign a contract with a player.
Arsenal let them sign it.
No, but
Arsenal's deal broke down. So then they're trying to rescind.
Even if you sign a contract, shouldn't the deal be registered with the Premier League for it to be considered legit?
Yeah. Must be one of those notary ka stamp laga diya.
Or like David Ayer, fax me.
They couldn't get the notary. Yet.
Oh, I didn't know even Fernando has gone to Galatasaray.
Finally, there's going to be less confusion on the team sheet.
Yes.
Fernandino, same position.
They've actually moved so many
people.
How's that for a transfer price, man?
4.73 million.
Yeah, go Gibbs, man.
Nolito is gone. Even he's gone for 8 million.
This was the most surprising transfer, I feel.
Samir Nasri.
For just 3.15
million. But then
they just wanted, he is a very talented player.
They wanted to just get rid of him.
Yeah, why?
Because his attitude is shit.
But he's French.
So go back to Arsenal.
Yeah,
man.
Why didn't like Arsenal make him buy him again, man?
No, so
I don't mind home fans booing him, but this guy is like a really talented player.
Dude, look at the number of people who have gone out of Man City.
No, but then none of them were playing apart from Sanya was.
I think the Arsenal experiment failed at City.
Yeah, Sanya.
They let Sanya go. Cliche go.
They let Kolarov go. They let Zabaleta go. So all of their fullbacks are out.
Jesus Navas is gone. On free transfer.
I think Jesus Navas was...
There can be only so many Jesus's, Jesus's.
Samir Nasri, Fernando, Nolito, Boni, Iheanacho. Oh my god, these people are...
So now they're short of strikers. They only have Aguero and Jesus.
Because Arsenal scored them over and that's how Arsenal will get into top.
Yeah, Sterling also.
Sterling is not a...
Sterling! Nasser. You mean the make weight for the Arsenal deal?
Yeah, he actually... Yeah.
I would have preferred Aguero.
Over Sterling? But they were not selling. There
was rumors of Arsenal asking for.
But the funniest rumors were one that if Sterling was a make weight, there was one rumor that said that City is offering cash and Sterling for Sanchez. The funniest rumor was that they're offering Sanchez and cash for Sterling. And people were rationalizing that by saying that Sanchez is nearly 30, but Sterling is like just 22.
And
of course he has so much potential potential the Walcott may be higher.
And Oxlade-Chamberlain had potential. Wilshere had potential.
Wilshere still has potential.
Dude, the only guy in Arsenal who is actually kind of fulfilled potential is probably Aaron Ramsey. Probably.
Yeah, well, he's won us two FA Cups. So. Yeah.
And broken a leg for you guys.
Yeah, break a leg, man.
Exactly. Now let's talk about
champions. Never say that in front of Stoke players.
Yeah, you can just never wish them luck like that. Break a leg!
Thank you!
Yahi to chahiye tha!
But back in a minute.
But Shaqiri can't break a leg. I haven't seen him running around with his paunch. He can't be.
And his legs are like so. He's so big like the man.
But Stoke got a good player.
They got yet another Champions League winner.
And he screwed us over as well.
Yet another Champions League winner. They've got like five Champions League winners in
that
team.
That's the problem with Stoke. Whoever they buy, they'll never finish, like, even in Europa.
Yeah,
even
2 years back, they had this record. Remember when we were...
Yes.
During
when
the
we were
days
recording
of
it long ago,
Quadal.
2 years ago.
Yeah, when we used to have, like, just 200 listens or something.
I know.
Now we've gone 3x. Growth.
Now let's talk about the champions, Chelsea. Look at the lineup. Morata, Bakayoko, Danny Drinkwater, Antonio Rudiger.
Is Bakayoko the cheapest Monaco player this window?
Yes.
36.
Yeah.
Speaks wonders for Conte's transfer dealings.
36 million. I mean,
he's injured, right? He's not.
He played the game against Tottenham. No, not Tottenham. The next one, Everton. Even Tottenham game he played.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they have now Danny Drinkwater. The deadline is smash of 35 million.
But did you really need Drinkwater?
Yeah.
I mean,
you
need
have
to
money.
Drink water,
you might as well like just paying for it.
But 35 million for Danny Drinkwater.
Dude, this is not Arsenal level.
Really?
No one cares about money here.
Since nobody else is coming, you might as well get.
Yeah, and
Drinkwater.
Then they have Drinkwater. Then they have Zappa Costa, who is a right back, and Antonio Rudiger.
Yeah, he I think is a brilliant signing. It's really strengthened your CB options.
And I mean, talking about CBs.
Especially with Cahill collecting a red card. Just
and
like,
talking about CBs, the greatest CB of them all.
And Zuma's gone out on loan.
Loan, Stoke City. Stoke City. And captain, leader, legend.
Racist.
Racist.
Wife.
Team,
friend,
teammate, wife,
best,
sleeper
best,
with.
Best friend, wife, shagger.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to be British here.
Yeah, so he's going to Aston Villa.
Oh yeah.
So
how's that going working out?
This I saw a pic of him crying in the Villa shirt. It was
already?
Yeah, it's already happened.
In the Villa?
Villa shirt. They lost the game badly.
Yeah, but you know what happened.
Not a surprise
there
for Aston Villa.
Aray, you know what happens there. So basically Aston Villa thought, oh, John Terry is coming in everything.
Captain, leader, legend.
Yeah, exactly. But that guy can't run, right?
He'll hit the ground running. Not.
Yeah, he can't run. Like, he had low pace. And it's not like just because he's in championship, people are not going to run. So
they
ran.
Going to be more physical at him.
They ran at him and then he froze. And then Aston Villa like, oh fuck, this guy can't run. We have John Terry here. But look at Chelsea. They spent 182 million and then they recovered 110. So 72 million in the market only, baby.
No, but if you look at the players who have gone out.
Matic, Ake, Cuadrado. Like really, you really think of one Cuadrado? Asmir Begovic went for 10 and we got Willy for like 0.
Yeah, but what was this whole Ake business last season, man? He was playing so well at Bournemouth.
I thought they just want, they thought he...
Bournemouth is going to challenge them for the title.
No, they thought...
So they should weaken them.
He can play right back and centre back, right?
Yeah.
So they thought that someone may get injured, so we'll just keep him for security.
No, but then the biggest...
Because what if our third right back option gets injured?
No, that's just the thing. So last season they signed... Baba Rahman?
Yeah.
Baba!
No, Baba was signed during Mourinho.
Mourinho's last season?
Baba!
Hey, Baba!
And they've left. They've not registered him for the Premier League.
What?
This season, yeah. Baba Rahman is unregistered.
So, but they've not sold him also.
They've not sold him also.
So, where is he going to play? Champions League?
No, he's going to play the under 23 league with Wilshere as like the opposition. Yeah, so Zuma is gone. That was so surprising. I thought Zuma was like a decent player. He's gone to Stoke on loan. And then they have Thomas Kalash, who's again, they like pimped him up like 4 or 5 years ago, saying that he's the upcoming centre back and everything.
He's the next John Terry.
He's gone to like Fulham. John Terry, look at it, centre back. He was in the books. The problem with Chelsea is that you don't know who's on the books and who's not.
I think 65 players out on loan.
They had like 30-32.
No, definitely more than that.
More than that.
No,
look at this, the end of loan. Look at the amount of people who have come back to your club.
So, Cuadrado, Pasalic.
Cuadrado was on loan at Juventus.
Yeah, so he
and they
came
sold
back.
Him back to Juventus.
Yeah, Nathan, Lewis Baker, Christian Atsu, Danilo Pantic, Andreas Christensen.
I think Chelsea is becoming a buying club. A selling club.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing.
But they have so many players.
Oh yeah, so since we're on Chelsea, let's talk about all the players.
All the players who did not go to Chelsea.
Where do we start?
Lukaku.
Yeah, Lukaku.
But Lukaku, I think the agent basically, I think Mourinho got his agent and
Raiola.
Mino Raiola. The agent and Pogba. Because Lukaku was partying with Pogba. So he would have said, dude, just
get
him.
You're talking about the other agent. Because from the minute you say agent, I'm like, oh yeah, agent P. Pogba, man.
Yeah, so agent P and agent M both worked. United basically told Raiola will pay probably like more fee for you, and then Pogba said, dude, just come, what the hell, don't go.
Yeah, the amount that he makes in commissions is more than the transfer budget of fucking
from Manchester United alone, along with Pogba and Lukaku. Oh, Pogba, Lukaku, Zlatan and Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
All the four are Mino Raiola clients. He would have made at least 50-60 mil from Manchester United over 2 years. He bought Al Capone's bungalow with the Pogba money.
Wow. Does it still have like Al Capone's belongings?
I don't know.
Possessions.
That's crazy, dude. I mean, so let's go. Lukaku is gone. Then after that, who else? Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Yeah, Oxlade.
Why didn't he go?
I think he hates
Chelsea or something.
Yeah, everyone does.
As a homegrown Londoner.
No, as a homegrown one. Southampton player.
From the South Coast.
The South Coast. Why didn't he go?
No,
like,
so the thing was,
maybe Chelsea
he wanted
too
he
much
wants,
of a rival or something.
No, he wants to play. No, Arsenal had agreed to sell him to Chelsea. He rejected Chelsea.
Personally, that's what I'm saying.
No,
personally,
so
he felt.
The thing with him is that he wanted to play centre mid. And Chelsea were again offering him right wing back, which Arsenal was already offering.
but why is Liverpool not going to offer him centre midfield?
That's a crazy thing. Liverpool told him that they'll play.
Apparently, he didn't speak to Milner.
Yeah, it's the same thing they told Milner.
And yeah, Milner is like, left back now.
Milner is like, "Arey, koi mere se to pooch lo, yaar. I'll give you what? Ox. Arey, Ox, sun. Ox.
No, but then Ox decision making has always been questionable. So.
Yeah, that's one way.
He gets into good positions and then.
Yeah, because 220 a week is a pretty good position, man.
Oh yeah.
And he got out of it.
Yeah, he didn't even. How old is Oxlade-Chamberlain?
I don't know, like 24, 25.
I think 23, 24.
Alright, so let's.
Okay, so then I think deadline day. This guy, Llorente.
Ross Barkley. Ross Barkley
is a funny story.
Yeah, apparently he's saying I didn't even go for a medical or something.
Yeah.
And the whole story was like he was undergoing a medical.
And then he walked off without saying anything.
So now he's saying that I'm injured.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go to another club like unfit. So I'll, January, I'll see.
Probably use Chelsea for a free consultation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he realized
too
that
cheap to pay for a doctor.
No, then he realized that she is not there at Chelsea anymore.
He's like, okay, guys, nice meeting you.
Then Fernando Llorente.
Llorente moved to
Tottenham. Why? I mean, doesn't matter. He wouldn't have played even at Chelsea much.
Who are you going
to
play as a striker?
The reason
Morata
said no for Tottenham was the same thing, right? That he knew Harry Kane was there and he couldn't displace Harry
Kane. No, but if
Morata said no for Tottenham.
Yeah.
If Morata loses his form or gets injured,
why?
Where
are you making this?
This is from the RSS feed.
You know, Morata said no to Tottenham.
So my thing is, if Morata gets injured or suspended or loses his form, who's your replacement side?
That Costa guy.
Not Costa.
Not that Costa guy. Zaba Costa.
Batshuayi.
Batshuayi.
Kyle Walker said no to Chelsea.
Kyle Walker.
Probably.
Antonio Candreva also said no to Chelsea. Virgil van Dijk said no to Chelsea.
I think Southampton said no to everyone for Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, but why? I don't know. Why would anyone say no to Chelsea?
Why would anyone say yes to Chelsea?
Yeah, man. Why? You give us a reason why someone would say yes to Chelsea.
Because they win. Because you can play.
But look how they treat the player of the season, the top scorer from last season. Player of the season, Mata, they sold him off to United.
Yeah, okay. So...
who was Chelsea in for? Who was their biggest target?
All of these guys.
They wanted Virgil van Dijk.
Lukaku was, I think, the
Lukaku
biggest.
Lukaku was the biggest.
Then they wanted this guy. The guy who went to AC Milan. Bonucci.
Bonucci, yeah.
So they wanted Bonucci. And then they wanted, like, who else? Not Jamal Blackman. Yeah.
No, but has Chelsea
really,
really strengthened their team?
Yes.
Over last year. How?
Yeah. Bakayoko is there.
Morata.
Alvaro Morata is there. Then
you think Morata is not an upgrade over Costa.
Not upgrade over Costa, but okay.
He's not that sulky.
At least Morata is in London. Costa is not even there.
Where is Costa?
He's in Brazil. He's playing in his local Sunday league.
Local Ambernath United.
Yeah. Yeah. What is Ambernath United?
Ambernath United and Daniels FC were in the final today of some cup in Palava.
Yeah, so they are strengthened. How can you say they're not strengthened?
No, but I don't think Drinkwater is a good signing for them.
So Drinkwater won't play every match. No, it's Bakayoko and Kante starting every game. Then they have Antonio Rudiger.
You spent 35 million on someone who's not even going to start.
Yeah, bro. That's how we
Chelsea,
roll. Who are the top 5 transfers of this year?
So Lukaku, Matic, then Kolasinac is definitely in the top 5.
Okay.
And Morata has hit the ground running. See, if you look at the
coming to West Brom, or
yeah,
Renato Sanchez.
How did Sanchez get a Sanchez?
But then I read somewhere that he has massive attitude problems in
Sanchez.
The training. Yeah,
dude.
Sanchez will tolerate them every day. Right?
Yeah, probably.
You get
probably
a player of Sanchez's quality.
Works one season, they'll probably buy him. They have a option to buy him for like 30 million next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this
okay.
market, that's like cheap, man.
They'll
buy him for 30 and sell him to like City for 130.
The most amazing things this year are Renato Sanchez going to Swansea and James Rodriguez. People are talking about like 65 million and he goes to Bayern on 2-year loan and then they're going to buy him for like 10 or 20.
That's still okay. Speaking of like Rodriguez, Hesse, man. In Stoke City.
But Stoke City, I think they pay enough money. And
actually, that's the thing about the new TV deal, right? All of these EPL
yeah.
clubs are ready to pay money, and every league knows that EPL has the money.
Leaving one team.
Hmm.
No, actually two teams.
And
Arsenal,
on that note,
Arsenal, Newcastle and Crystal Palace. Not a chance.
Yeah.
I think the Newcastle fans are already against...
Against Ashley already, like they've always been
yeah,
against
yeah,
Ashley.
I think they're turning against Rafa also.
Why? Because he keeps cribbing about no one coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
But
then
actually,
they've not had a good start as well.
Actually, that's not even true. I mean, from what we see, they have like six players. And
is anyone...
Christian Atsu from Chelsea.
Do you count Zlatan as a new transfer?
Yeah, why not?
Then he's definitely in the top 5.
Again.
Because he's the Zlatan.
He will score at least 15.
He will score at least 15
goals
but
in the Premier League.
He is not going to start every game. I
even if he doesn't. See,
from where? What do you mean?
No, so the thing.
The Lion
the
does
thing,
not need to start.
The only problem with Lukaku is that he's never performed against the big teams.
Mm.
Yeah. So when he's not performing, they have a backup option in Zlatan. Every team would
imagine that.
I think their backup option for goals this season is going to be Pogba anyway.
Mkhitaryan.
That guy scores from anywhere.
Mkhitaryan,
man.
Pogba.
Rashford.
I think Martial is going to score a lot.
Martial is going to be the new super sub or something, man.
Yeah.
That was the transfer market thing. We will be next Monday. We should be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be out next Monday. Bye, guys. Bye. Say bye, Baru.
Later.
Bye, bro.
Bye.
Okay, bye.